This is Trevor Story, Colorado Rockies. You're listening to Faith on the Field show.
Welcome to Faith on the Field show presented by International Justice Mission. I am Rob Motti with my beautiful wife, Remy. It is great to be with you again in L.A., Vegas, Orlando, Charlotte, Atlanta, Philadelphia, wherever you're listening to us on a podcast or on a radio station. Great to have you. Thank you for tuning in. Our special guest this week is former New York Giants and Indianapolis Colts running back Keith Elias. Keith is now the NFL Senior Director of Player Engagement, and he's involved in the NFL Dad hashtag, I should say, hashtag NFL Dads Fatherhood Initiative. So stay tuned for that conversation. But we're going to talk about Father's Day this week. It's Father's Yay! Day weekend, so happy Father's Day to
happy Father's Day.
Out there. Thank you. Thank you. It's being a dad is the coolest thing in the world, and I appreciate it. I love every minute of it. Also, congratulations to all the graduates out there.
Yes, congrats to our babies. They graduated second grade going on to third grade. Woohoo!
That's not considered graduation.
Hey, they're my babies. They got to celebrate.
I think they have, there's kindergarten, there's sixth grade, there's eighth grade. But
in this household, we celebrate everything.
There you go. Yeah. We celebrate everything. Congratulations to everybody.
That's right.
Out there. My nephew Austin graduated magna cum laude from the University of Drexel, mechanical engineer. So congrats to Austin. Congrats to everyone out there. But we're going to talk about being dads. And when I think of the Bible and what it talks about, one of the first verses that just pops up to me is Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child or train up children in the way they should go, and they will never leave from it. And I think it is the ultimate responsibility for parents, for dads, is to train your children in the way they should live, the way they should go. Mm-hmm. It's not up to the school. It's not up to our government. It's not up to our church to train our children, to teach our children. That they all supplement and they all provide different various forms of, there's education, there's discipline, there's, but it starts in the home. And that's the most important thing that we can do, is to train our children the right way and to set a good example.
100%. I know from a personal experience, I grew up in a household where you read the Bible. I mean, I feel like my mom almost, like, she was like one step away from beating us up with the Bible. Like she...
But you know what though?
She impressed upon us that that is a very important step. Like that's something you got to do. You got to do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. You got to read the Bible and pray. You got to read the Bible. And then I feel like there was only maybe one day out of the week that we didn't go to church. Like, like talk about like,
well,
every
there
day.
Was activities, there was events, there was youth group, there was things like that.
Yeah. We did grow up in a church where it's the kind of church where in the summertime they got you too. You know what I mean? Like there's always something. So in the summertime we used to go to summer camp, which is, I don't know how many weeks, and it's an everyday thing. So we grew up in a way where, yes, that's the way that you should live. And yeah, you know, sometimes it got tiring. Sometimes it got a little crazy. But now I look back and I say, thank you for doing that. Thank you for impressing upon me that God is he has to be everything.
In every
way.
This is the foundation of our life. And that's where, you know, we need to set that good example. And you know, scripture teaches us that, you know, who we are, the kind of person we are, the way we live our life is sort of a letter from God. And our kids are reading that every day. They're learning.
Mm-hmm.
They're sometimes trying to emulate our behavior.
Do it all the time.
Are they picking up our bad habits? Mm-hmm. Are they hearing us, or are they picking up the good ones? And there's a mix of both, because no parent's going to be perfect. No dad's going to be great. But teaching them, being the example, setting the standard for them. Like whenever I see a kid at a ball game, young kid booing like crazy or flipping a finger at a athlete or cursing them out or whatever it may be, I'm like, well, that kid didn't learn that behavior
by watching their parents.
That's where you get that kind of behavior, and it continues to escalate from there.
Right.
Another obviously important part of being a dad and our responsibility is providing for the family. And 1 Timothy 5:8 talks about that, because I think sometimes dads, maybe if they're struggling in that area, they get down on themselves and they feel that they're not adequate enough, they're not good enough. But then there are the dads who maybe overcompensate, who can provide a great living but aren't there.
Right.
Too busy working, too busy providing that great living for their kids. So I think there's a balance, and what our children need is to spend time with us.
Well, I'm going to brag on you a little bit because it's Father's Day. It's Father's Day. I'm going to brag on you a little bit. I think you do a really wonderful job providing and also being there. I mean, the fact that you're willing to spend anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half every night to put them to bed. I mean, God bless you. I don't know how you have the energy to do that, like, late at night. But you do it, and it boggles my mind because I'm like, I'm out. Like, I'm ready to go. Like, I'm done.
I know.
And I love my kids, but I'm done right now, and I need to go to bed. But you're like, no, I'm going to sit here and talk to them.
I got to tell you, though. So
tell stories. I'm like, what?
They're going to be 8 in August, and one of the biggest questions every day is, Daddy, going to sit with us tonight?
I know. Daddy, you going to
sit
with
me? Like, they love when I sit with them at night. And yeah, it does stretch into an hour, sometimes longer.
But sometimes I want to like text you, you need to get out of there.
But yeah. Like, I feel it's like, all right, the day is chaotic, right? The day is chaotic and it's busy. And when I'm home and when I'm able, if I'm not at a game, if I'm not working, like the other night, I was working really late and I couldn't sit with them. And it was, you know, they're like, okay, just give us a kiss and then go to bed. But I appreciate that time because I kind of feel like there's going to come a time, no doubt, when you have 2 8-year-old, soon to be 8-year-old girls, they are not going to want daddy to hang around and like
These
tuck them in.
Are so, oh my gosh, they love you.
I know, but I cherish every moment and I want to continue to.
You're also a wonderful provider, and it's so amazing
and
how
don't make me
you
cry.
Beyond for our family, and that is a beautiful thing. Like, you don't hold back, like, from just stretching yourself. Like, I mean, I know there's people out there that, like, maybe they just get tired and go to bed, but no, like, I'm going to get choked up. But like, you really do, like, you don't have a problem with staying up till 2-3 in the morning to finish your work and go above and beyond to provide for our family. And that is a beautiful thing. And it's like, I want to honor you today. And I'm just going to say that I'm blessed to have you. The kids are blessed to have you. God is definitely watching over you and help you. And there's many times I pray that God gives you strength to keep going because you do go above and beyond for our family. And I'm thankful for that. I really am.
Now you're going to make me all choke.
No, seriously.
I wasn't expecting this. I'm talking. Thank you. I appreciate that. But I know there's a lot of areas where I fall short. And I want to encourage dads out there that in those areas where we fall short, like sometimes I fall short in, you know, we've talked about this, man against the machine. Like, I get so irritated by
y'all. You need to tell us if I should have this series out there on YouTube. It should be Man Against the Machine with my husband, because him and the machine in front of him is a story
to
tell.
I get so irritated with stuff, and I feel like I just like lash out on things, and the kids, you know, might hear that. But, you know, spending quality time with our kids, and in scripture, in the Bible, in Deuteronomy 6:6-9, talks about that beyond just being there, it's engage them in heart-to-heart conversations and teach them wisdom and show them, have conversational walks and just show them, you know, have that one-on-one time, but that family time. I want to touch on, because we're running short on time here, because you turned this into a tribute. I appreciate
it. Why not? You know?
But thank you. Yeah. But, you know, we got to show compassion to our children. We got to put our money where our mouth is, essentially, and live that out. Don't just hear God's word, but do God's word. And you know, never give up on our kids. There's obviously the most beautiful story, the prodigal son in the Bible, a father who never gives up hope and is always ready to receive his child with open arms. Never give up on our kids. And then pray with our children, pray for our children, show them, teach them prayer. So there are so many different aspects of being a dad, and the Bible teaches us, you know, we all, the first time I was overwhelmed, we're going to be parents, we're going to have twins.
Yes.
It was insane, but take a step back, and in the Bible, it just shows you, God showed his love for us, and in that way, we can show our love for our children. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Love on your kids, teach them, set that example for them. Up next, you're going to hear from Keith Elias. You're listening to Faith on a Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission with Rob and Remy Mahdi.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to IJM.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
Karen University is a biblical university located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Center City, Philadelphia. With NCAA Division III athletics, a strong commitment to the arts, and majors in over 40 professional and academic fields, Karen prepares students to serve Christ as biblically minded, well-educated, and professionally competent men and women of character. Learn more at Karen.edu.
We have operations all over the world, rescuing people from slavery. Because today there are criminals who abuse children, sell girls.
How old is she? 12.
12?
How much?
30.
Yeah, Mary.
And force families into slavery. Criminals prey on the easiest target, the world's poor, because they expect no one to defend them.
Pareho po tayong mga tao. Hindi po tayo ibagay or hayop na.
But today, there are thousands of people gathering to seek justice for those in slavery. We are a group of lawyers, counselors, activists, and supporters. We are called International Justice Mission. And together, we form the largest international anti-slavery organization in the world. But slavery won't come to an end until criminals know they can't get away with it. So we partner with local police to arrest and prosecute criminals. This sends a message to slave owners. We will not go away. We stay with the survivors until they are healed, until they are free.
Natulungan po ako ng IJM sa pamamagitan po na sa case ko, sa pagtulong po nila na ma-overcome ko po yung fear.
Each year, we rescue thousands of slaves and protect millions around the world. We are transforming how justice systems protect their citizens. To those who are still enslaved, we promise to find you. We will get you home to your families so you can have the freedom you deserve.
Since 1930, the Heritage family has proudly served the communities of South Jersey. From humble roots, Heritage's dairy stores now operates 33 convenient locations. Their desire is to become your convenience store of choice, not just because of their welcoming atmosphere, but because of their fresh, quality products. Heritage's milk is still the sweetest, coffee's hot and fresh, and Heritage's full-service delis offer the best local ingredients prepared and sliced on-site, far exceeding the competition. Heritage's Dairy Stores. It's not just our name, it's our heritage.
Hey, this is Jerome Bettis, former running back from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on a Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission. I'm Rob Mahdi with Remy. If you're listening to us for the first time, you can go to faithonafieldshow.com. Find every episode since we launched in 2017. We've had an awesome lineup of guests, and you can listen anytime at your convenience on any of the podcast platforms. You'll hear the full interviews on there. Be sure also to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Faith on the Field, and tell a friend about the show. I want to take a minute to thank all of our wonderful sponsors. Please check them out on our website. International Justice Mission and the incredible work that they do. Go to IJM.org, Karen University, Heritage's Dairy Stores, Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates. Thank you to all of them. If you would like to be a sponsor for our show and help our ministry grow, please reach out to us at team@faithonafieldshow.com. We have various packages we can cater specifically to fit your needs. Our goal is to be on a sports radio station in every state. So if you don't have a business to advertise on but want to help the ministry, we have a donate button on our page on faithonafieldshow.com. You can also help out by purchasing some of our merch through Remy's 828 Threads Apparel store. We have t-shirts and so much more. Check it out. Really cool stuff. You can find it on our site, faithonafieldshow.com, under merch. Our guest this week, Keith Elias, played 5 seasons with the New York Giants and Indianapolis Colts. He is now the NFL Senior Director of Player Engagement. He and Usama Young are part of the hashtag NFL Dads Fatherhood Initiative. So with Father's Day coming up this weekend, I sat down with both guys for a conversation about the influence their dads had in their careers, their advice to dads, and how they really help support players throughout and beyond their careers on the field, and spoke to both guys about their faith. Here is my conversation with Keith Elias, presented by International Justice Mission.
How influential was your dad in your love for football as you grew up? I mean, you grew up in Jersey, right? In my backyard.
Yeah, you know, sort of the opposite. My father was 0% influential in me playing football because my dad was like 5'2". He never played football. But he was influential in the way that I played football, you know, because he helped me keep everything in perspective. He had a really difficult life with some extreme challenges. And so he approached every day that no matter what you did, love people, love what you're doing, and give it your all. And so he didn't care if I played football or if I played chess, right? So he was just like, treat people the way you want to be treated, work as hard as you can, and live every moment to the fullest. And that was like the real life lesson I took from him.
Talk to me a little bit about what you do as far as not just preparing guys for life after the NFL, but guys who are currently in the league and are already fathers, who are dealing with not only the stress of the job, but also trying to be a parent at home.
What I love about that event is that we provide tangible tools to NFL dads. And we have 4 different stations that are like guys in the guise of football, but really teach a broader lesson. So whether it's the tickle tackle where, right, like, hey, but that teaches like it's okay to be have physical intimacy, right? Like being a warm dad. There's one that talks about words of affirmation, how to speak like life over your children. And so what I love about that event is it's interactive. I know it's family and football, but it really is a familial atmosphere where we also bring in sort of an elder statesman. This year it was Tony Dungy to kind of drop some wisdom on everybody about his road in fatherhood. And so it's neat because some of the things we have 4 pillars in player engagement: financial literacy, continuing education, and personal and professional development. Like you kind of said, Rob, about a lot of things we do in professional development, but this is such an important part of our personal development pillar, because if we can equip our players to be the best fathers that they can be, then that speaks life into the next generation.
There are a lot of guys who may not be involved or active in their children's lives, especially if they had them at a younger age. How do you impress upon them that it's never too late, that even if you haven't had interaction with your child, that you don't know your son or your daughter, that, you know, you're just making a paycheck for child support, whatever it is, to be actively involved in their life, like how impactful that can be as that child grows up?
Yeah, and I think, Rob, that is the message, is to encourage, empower, and equip guys, because in our heart of heart, they want to be in their children's life. So that's what we do. We empower, we encourage, and we equip them to do just that. Give them the tools to be able to reach in and build that relationship and encourage them to do it, right?
Being a girl dad, right, and teaching them the way that I want to see them grow up and the relationships they enter into is how I'm constantly speaking life over them, but also showing love for my wife and showing, like, to the point where, like, it gets on my daughter's nerves, like, hey, girls, I love your mommy. Yeah, okay, we get it, Dad. But consistently doing that so they see. So how do you go about that with talking to players about the relationships they're in when they are married, when they're in that relationship with the mother of their children, to beyond the relationship with the child, but the relationship with everyone around them?
Yeah, just I would say that one of the ways we do it through player engagement is to be intentional about including significant others in events. That shows right away that it's a priority for us. So in our transition program, Life Beyond the Game, like we invite the significant others as along with the players, because as Usama said, that transition can be difficult, but they don't do it alone. We need to let the significant other know what the player is going through and the player what the significant other is going through. And in that way, we build the family unit. The same thing with All Pro Dad, with our family and football event at the Super Bowl, which All Pro Dads helps coordinate, is while we're focusing on the father, the significant other is invited. And we actually, when we're on site, have a piece that we do with the moms. So in everything that we do, we set the priority by creating the intentional invitation.
Keith, you were an undrafted free agent. You had to, you know, fight for your NFL life, every roster cut, every paycheck, right? Were you prepared for life after the NFL? And how do you prepare guys based upon your experiences? How helpful is it that you've played the game, you've had varying degrees of success, and you can be relatable to the players when you are in that player engagement space?
I would say it's vital because there's an empathy piece that you may not, no one's transition is the same, right? But we have identified certain challenges that seem to be universal, right? Whether it's identity or purpose. In fact, there are clinically 10 transition challenges. And when we talk to players, we're able to see where they are on that scale. And today we've done a much better job of preparing guys for that transition. Because it starts as a rookie. And the message we put out is, start this with the end in mind. And the choices you make now as a rookie will dictate how you end up leaving the league, right? And so I see guys are in better shape than they were when we first started this, you know, at least for me, 9 years ago. But now I think having gone through it always gives you that piece where you can talk straight up with a guy.
Keith, I know you're also a fellow believer. Direct your children onto the right path, and when they're older, they will not leave it, right? That's one of my favorites. Can you tell me how that impacts your relationship with your daughter and what you teach some of the guys when you're able to be around them and give out some of the advice?
For me, with my daughter, Avery, it is the number one most important thing that my wife and I intentionally teach her is God, is faith in God, because I can't always promise that I will be with her 24/7 wherever she goes, but we teach her that God will be. And for her, we, like similar to Usama, we pray every night. We also teach her scripture at a young age, like, because it builds her up inside, and it's fun to just see her run around the house either saying something that we know we taught her from the Bible or a song that she's learned that she just sings over and over. And every once in a while she'll come up and say, hey, Jesus made me, right? And Jesus made you, and Jesus made mommy, and he loves us. And it's like, great. Like, cause I know no matter what, if she's got that piece, then she's got it all. I grew up with religion, but I didn't grow up with a faith. And it was my rookie year that specifically led me into a deeper faith with Christ, because I had everything that I ever thought I wanted or needed. Like, I mean, I lived my whole life for this. And now, like, you're going out the tunnel in New York's, you know, the Giants, and it was larger than life, and it was all those things. I wanted to be one of the kings of the world, and I got it all, right? The sports car, the whole thing, the whole shebang, the money, the fame. Playing in New York's a different kind of thing, and going into those restaurants, and, you know, all of a sudden, like, you're sitting at the table with Bruce Willis because that's who you are. But what was interesting to me is what I found out being on that mountain of success was that it wasn't it. I still went to bed every night going, man, is this it? And I met this police officer he asked me if I believe in God. And I said, yeah, I believe in God. Every time I want to score a touchdown or something, I ask him, right? It was like, cause he was Santa Claus. But he had me read the Gospel of John. And I remember when I was reading it, this one line, it said in John 14:6, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And no one could come to the Father except through me. And then right then I was like, man, I got the greatest lifestyle known to man, but I don't have life. And that set me on the journey. So my rookie year, I went to the Super Bowl. I went to a church before the game. I wasn't in the game. I just went to the game and heard this preacher talk about Jesus in a way I'd never heard before. And that's what did it for me. surrendered my life, and then my life has never been the same. But as you talk about it, I just want to make sure you knew my story as it pertained to the game.
Amen.
That was former Giants and Colts running back Keith Elias. Thank you to Keith for joining us this week. Thank you to Doug, Pastor Scott, Josh, and everyone on our team. And thank you for listening to Faith on a Field Show presented by International Justice Mission. With Remy, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to IJM.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
Karen University is a biblical university located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Center City, Philadelphia. With NCAA Division III athletics, a strong commitment to the arts, and majors in over 40 professional and academic fields, Karen prepares students to serve Christ as biblically minded, well-educated, and professionally competent men and women of character. Learn more at karen.edu.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to IJM.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
Since 1930, the Heritage family has proudly served the communities of South Jersey. From humble roots, Heritage's Dairy Stores now operates 33 convenient locations. Their desire is to become your convenience store of choice, not just because of their welcoming atmosphere, but because of their fresh, quality products. Heritage's milk is still the sweetest, coffee's hot and fresh, and Heritage's full-service delis offer the best local ingredients prepared and sliced on-site, far exceeding the competition. Heritage's Dairy Stores. It's not just our name, it's our heritage.
Did you know creating your legacy documents, will, power of attorney, advanced medical directive, etc. is important because it allows you to have control over how your estate will be distributed upon your passing? You also get to decide who will make decisions, both financial and medical, if you are incapacitated and unable to make them for yourself. It allows a trusted family member or friend to become the decision maker. Without these documents, these types of decisions will be determined by a court based upon state laws that may or may not be in order with your desires and intentions. I have two daughters and realized they could be in trouble if something happened to my wife and I. Thank goodness for Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates, because now Remy and I have our estate planning documents in place to protect our family, which is even more important during these challenging times. Make your appointment with Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates at 856-428-2266. Like I did, to get the peace of mind that estate planning can bring. That's 856-428-2266.
With 33 convenient locations, Heritage's Dairy Stores desires to be your deli of choice. Heritage's full-service delis offer great-tasting products for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Hairy Egg Breakfast Sandwich, made with two farm-fresh eggs, cheese, choice meat on a fresh Kaiser roll, makes mornings simple. Heritage's famous subs are built on freshly baked Lissio rolls and feature Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses, freshly sliced anytime. Making lunches at home? Try one of our lunchbox specials, which are sure to please. Heritage's Dairy Stores, our family, your hometown deli.